Hello?
Mr. Loudon, I'm holding your wife hostage, and I was wondering if I could bother you with a few questions.
Wait, what?
Mr. Loudon, would you like to see your wife again?
Yeah, of course. Is this really happening right now?
Mr. Loudon, would you say seeing your wife is worth, say, $500,000?
What, like hypothetically here or for reals?
For reals.
Well, yeah, I guess so, sure.
What about $1,000,000? Would you be willing to go that high, Mr. Loudon?
Yes, yeah!
Mr. Loudon, you'll excuse me. I think it's important I give a little background information about your life, which my producers will set to music.
Okay.
Tom and Rebecca Loudon lived a quiet life in rural Colorado. They'd yet to start a family of their own. Tom's cold feet had prevented them. But now, on the verge of their 30s, Tom had had a change of heart. Little did he know at the time, tragedy was about to strike in the form of a kidnapping. Tom, did you see the kidnapping coming?
No! I mean, you got to admit it's still a little fresh, don't you think?
Tell me, Mr. Loudon, what was the first thought that crossed your mind when the ransom artist called?
I thought it was a joke. It is. It's a joke, right?
But it wasn't a joke. Rebecca Loudon had been stolen from her life and by a malicious, even-keeled, handsome, smooth-talking black man who appeared to have but one motive in mind. Money. Lifeless, thoughtless, cold hard cash. And he knew there was only one quick way to get it. Mr. Loudon, I want to read something for you. It's a ransom note written by me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll need to stop chewing on my glasses in a sexy, intellectual way and use them to read my own note. The note reads, Mr. Loudon, I would like you to put $1,000,000 in a black leather briefcase and meet me on the 6th floor of the downtown Madison Street garage. Come alone and at 2 a.m. I will be armed. Hearing that for the first time, how does that make you feel?
A little creeped out, really.
Do you think that's what the ransom artist was hoping for, Mr. Loudon?
Based on this conversation, I'd say yes.
But it wasn't what the ransom artist was hoping for. Instead, he was hoping for really creeped out, or perhaps outright fear. Mr. Loudon, I'm going to hang up now, but before we wrap this up, I have to ask, had I been, let's say, a white ransom artist, do you think you would have cooperated more or less?
Wait one second. Is this Bryant Gumbel?
That's all the time we have. Join us again next week when my victim will be a 14-year-old track star taken from his billionaire father in the midst of the season. Plus, Larry Merchant will stop by with a story about a mother of two he carjacked outside of Kroger's. Good night.